It's Cambridge 105, 7 minutes past 11 on the 16th of May. It's Liz's birthday and it's time for your next surprise. Are you ready?
I think so.
Okay, all right. Let's bring in the surprise.
Oh my God.
To the sounds of Stevie Wonder.
Am I allowed to look?
Yes, you can look now. Here we go. Here's your birthday cake.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good, thank you.
Oh.
And do you remember this person?
Weekend.
This is George.
Oh my goodness.
And George, better run your candles out before we set the building on fire.
Oh no, I'm going to take a picture of it while it's lit.
Okay.
Oh my goodness, George has just brought in the most amazing birthday cake I've ever seen.
Thank you.
You know, this is the first year I haven't had to do my own birthday cake.
Oh really?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, I do all of my own cakes. Best to do it myself.
I think so. Yeah, anybody else would be a letdown, wouldn't they? There we go, taking a picture.
George is like the best cake maker ever.
Yeah, so we met George at the big weekend last year and we were going around doing interviews and we were pestering him for an interview while he was being inundated with people.
They were queuing, weren't they?
Yeah, it was quite a busy day.
Yeah, it was. You must have done good business that day.
What did you...
Yeah.
You bought some cakes, didn't you?
Well, I shared some with you. I think I bought two different cakes. I can't remember what they
don't
were
you
now.
Them, to be fair.
It might have been this type of cake. So I got in touch with George and I said, oh, I'm looking for a birthday cake. Would you bake one for me? And so he has.
Oh,
and
goodness.
He sent me a menu of everything that he could possibly bake. And I'll share it with you. And I did not know what to pick. I spent quite a long time deciding. And I went for one of the safer options, I thought, in the end, which was strawberries and cream cake.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to blow the candles out.
Yeah,
now.
Can
just
you do that now?
Sing.
Yeah,
just
before.
All right, ready?
Go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Liz. Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
beautiful. There we go.
Happy lady. Look at this cake. It's so beautiful. It's got proper chocolate on there. And those little meringues. Look at those.
Yeah, there's malt milk flavoured meringues. Lots of clotted cream and white chocolate dipped strawberries on top.
Beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. I get to eat that.
Yeah. Eat the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's your birthday, no one will stop
you. I noticed you didn't bring anything with you to eat today.
No, I didn't.
No.
No, there's
How
no
convenient.
Food in the house at all.
No.
Oh my goodness, thank you so, so much.
That's okay.
So George is going to stay around for a little while because
we'll
have a chat with him and catch up with him and find out how things have been going.
Brilliant.
Very well, I understand, from what I can see from a distance.
Has he got a chain of shops yet?
Not quite.
Soon, I hope.
Yeah. So we'll have a chat with George in a minute, but maybe we'll get a knife and you can try some cake in a second.
You all have to help me eat this.
Oh, yes, don't worry. That's not a problem whatsoever. Whilst that was going on, Liz has tucked into her birthday cake.
It tastes even better than it looks, if that's even possible. It is amazing cake. Oh.
Thank you. Quite a big slice as well.
It's a huge slice. So what else was on the menu then, Tim? You were saying there's 80... Oh, is that right, George?
Close to 80. About 80 different flavours.
Well, George can tell us some of the examples.
80 different flavours?
And so you do cakes like this. You just said you're doing wedding cakes.
Yeah.
But you do lots of other things, other baked items, don't you?
Yeah, basically. I do farmers markets. And so I do lots of different cakes and then lots of different brownies and quiches as well. And then I kind of try and swap in every now and again some other fun bakes. I tried out some babka buns last night, which is like a Nutella loaf cake all rolled about, so it looks pretty fancy. I do donuts. I did cronuts at Christmas. And I'm planning to do some Pop-Tarts as well, but really big ones. So you can eat them, snack them.
Wow. So remind us of the history of this. How long have you been baking cakes for as a business?
So about 2 years now, I think just over 2 years, and I did my first market in May 2015. I now do St Ives Farmers Market, Ely Farmers Market and Cambridge Market every Sunday, which I've only just started the past couple months. But it's really busy. I have a lot of orders in the week as well, and wedding cakes, which have to be perfect.
So how did it start for you? Were you always interested in baking from a young age?
Well, I was sort of forced into it. At home, I've got 4 siblings, and my mum, bless her, she really can't cook. So I started at a young age doing all the cooking, and then that became a chore, and baking's sort of the funner side of that. And I slowly got into it, doing more and more experimental things. I think I realised on my 18th birthday, I spent most of my birthday making my actual own birthday cake. Didn't trust anyone else to do it. And I think that's when I realised I kind of had a passion for it. And I knew I didn't want to go to university. So then about 6 months after finishing sixth form, I decided I was going to start doing it, start baking full time as a business.
And you haven't stopped?
No, I haven't stopped. It's really long days. Yeah, it's 4:30 in the morning to 9:10 at night most days.
Really?
Yeah.
But is it just you?
Yeah, it's just me. My mum helps me sometimes doing, like, washing up the tins. I don't let her go.
You don't let her go because you just said she can't cook, yeah.
Yeah, it must be like washing up, yeah.
Yeah, washing up all the tins, lining the tins, that's all, like, the chore kind of stuff.
But yeah.
I make it fun. I do new bakes. I try and do a new cake every week, which requires a lot of practice and planning. I think, yeah, last week I did a new Jägerbomb cake, which was Jägermeister and Red Bull buttercreams.
Oh, wow.
With, Jäger macaroons and pipettes of Jaeger and Red Bull in the top. That's
I know a lot of people that would like that, yeah.
Yeah. It's got a lot of, it's very strong. I had a tiny piece the other day at Cambridge Market while I was waiting, and I was quite buzzed for the rest of the day, I'll be honest. I'm keeping it simpler this week. I'm doing a lemon and chamomile cake for my new one this week.
I don't know how you come up with all these ideas all the time. Where do you, I mean, how do you just... flavours going around your head constantly?
Basically, I dream of cake. And I'm always looking at Instagram and Pinterest and things, new flavours. And after a couple of bottles of wine, you get a bit confident with combinations that might work. I'm planning to do soon a mash-up market as well, where I combine all the different cake flavours I've got, because I've got so many different ones I want to combine together. I've got a pecan pine salted caramel cake at the minute, which is a pecan pine between two cakes, with lots of salted caramel to stick it all together. And I also do a black sesame chocolate coffee caramel, which is basically like a glorified coffee and walnut. And I'm going to mix those two together, and as well as some others, just to keep it fun.
My goodness. I just...
I'm in awe of people like this. I mean, I you know, I can bake a very basic cake, but I could not do anything that tastes anything like that. And you do all this at home, is that right?
Yes, that's right. Well, my mum's never in the kitchen, which is lucky. So I get to spend my day in the kitchen. I have to cook the evening meals as well.
Oh!
Which isn't too bad. It's basically, that's how I pay my rent, I suppose.
Oh.
But, yeah, I'm hoping to get a new kitchen soon, expand a bit.
Yeah.
But I don't want to hire anyone at the minute. I like doing it all myself. I don't trust anyone else.
Well, if you're happy to do that, that's fine. But so, as you say, it's long hours,
it's a lot,
isn't it?
Of work. Would you like a shop, an empire, or would you like to go the bake-off route? What's your ultimate?
I applied for bake-off before I started, but that lanky tall Ian guy got on it instead. Decided I wasn't going to do that and set it up myself. Now, I think if I wanted to go on one, I'd have to go on the... really good professional one, and I'm not that good. I can't do like patisserie, but I've set my goal of having a shop by the time I'm 24. I'm 21 now, so I've got a few more years to go, and I'm just keeping it that goal at the minute. I'd quite like to start a blog as well, and then hopefully get a cookbook, but that takes a lot of spare time, which I don't have at the minute. So
wow, that sounds...
Do you keep an eye on what's going on, particularly in Cambridge? Cambridge's got a great food scene, and there are lots of other people that are setting up bakery shops, cake shops, etc. Do you look at, see what they're doing?
Yeah, I tend to follow them all on like Twitter and Instagram, and see what they're doing. I think it's great when you can see what everyone else is making, what flavours they're using, and you see what's kind of in trend, and then you can experiment and grow on that, and then they can do the same from what you're making. But I think everyone as well has got a different unique touch to how they do it or how they present the stuff. I like a lot of buttercream on cakes, and I'm not that great with like fancy detail, but I try and slap as much on as I can. Not many techniques, but really good flavours, strong flavours as well.
I'm surprised somewhere like Fitzbillies doesn't snap up your cake, you know, and they can sell them or, you know, become a real... Don't you think?
Yeah, if that's of interest, I don't know. would you entertain that, or would someone like Fitzbillies be like, no, we'll do all our own cakes, thanks very much?
I don't know. They may do their own. I currently supply Novi in Cambridge, and they have a few other cake makers as well supply them, and they've got an amazing range. And they always have something different as well. I think my dad's just dropping off a pistachio and white chocolate cake to them now, and they're having salted caramel cake, which is a huge four-tier cake, having one of those on Saturday. But yeah, with a lot of weddings, I did my first wedding as sort of as a favour to someone that really wanted something different. And then since then, I've had loads of orders from it. And I'm now sort of, the calendar's booked out until next summer. Which is going to be busy.
Do you find that most of your business is based on word of mouth and reputation through, so somebody's seen you at a market and they told their friends about you and it just goes on from there?
Definitely. I think this time last year at Ely Farmers Market, I made like 6 different cakes and kind of stood there hoping they would sell. And then, I mean, just on Saturday, I made 20 different cakes and they were gone in about 3 hours. I've literally run out of room on the stall now to bake more. Mm. But social media for me is a huge help. I have like a 50,000 reach every week, which brings a lot of people to the stall. And from afar as well, I've got someone that's picking up, they're having a cake table of wedding cakes, 10 different flavours, I think, and they're picking up all the way from somewhere in London. Stoke-on-Trent, maybe? Is that London? Somewhere.
No.
One of those hyphenated ones in London. I can't remember.
I can't believe you do this all yourself. That is really impressive. But you've got to kind of...
It does take a long time. Yeah. I just get in the kitchen early in the morning, put a podcast on or the radio and just bake away. It's not too bad. Once you bake the cakes, you get a little bit of a rest before you can ice them. I just have to keep planning it. I've planned everything up until August at the minute with all my schedules, time plans, what I'm baking.
Yeah. Wow.
But I think to make a good cake, you have to put love in it. I mean, I think you can't, it's one of those things. No, it is, you can't rush it. I've tried rushing cakes and they've turned out badly.
Yeah.
You have to, there has to be a bit of love in there. So you must, you can't ever just rush it, can you?
No, it takes time. If you do it in a rush, things will go wrong. I remember once I was missing like icing sugar or something. I was determined to get the cake out of the oven as quick as possible so I could go and get some icing sugar. And then I think I'd probably taken the cake out too early and it was a disaster. Oh. I had to spend ages doing it again.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all about the timing of everything and just making sure it's all done perfectly. It's not precision as such, but good timings, and you get used to like your oven as well in a way.
Yeah, and you must have some chickens at the back, surely. You need some eggs supply.
I have a lot of eggs. I picked up 80 dozen this week, which is a lot of cakes. And I do go through quite a few. I think I did Ely Food Festival a couple of weeks ago, and I went through, I think, 110 dozen eggs. And then I panicked because I was running out. I had to then go and get more on the next day for baking for the week. But yeah, I go through a lot, and a lot of butter as well.
And lots of flour as well, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I do. I use a lot of my cakes are gluten-free too.
Okay.
So I go through lots of gluten-free flour, and it's one of those ones, it's quite starchy. And if you spill it, it goes everywhere and your hands go clagging horrible. But yeah, the butter is the craziest thing, looking at how much I go through butter. That kind of puts me off sometimes, but then you taste cake and it's all worth it. So
when you want to eat, what do you want to eat?
Oh, I don't really have the chance, but I always tend to pick at like the icings a bit when I'm making them anyway to see what they taste like. And I currently make a cookies and cream cake, and there's always seems to be leftover cookies, which is not by accident. Tend to snack on those in the day. And I'm always eating, basically, the off products and the off cuts of cakes.
It's good. You've got to taste what you make, haven't you? It's got to go by some sort of quality control. So
yeah.
Well, thank you very much for doing this.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And I'm glad that the choice was right. You like strawberries and you like cream and you like cake.
Not.
So,
yes. So, George, tell me, where can people find you online?
Online, I'm best for you to see me on social media. I'm at George's_bakery on Twitter and Instagram, and George's Bakery Cams on Facebook.
Thank you so much for this cake. I might leave it here for my Cambridge 105 friends rather than
You should take some home.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Thanks, George.
Thank you.
Thank you, George.